Hello, I'm Pip Thornton and I'm the Research Assistant on the Algocracy Project here at NUI Galway. I'm also halfway through my PhD at Royal Holloway, where I'm researching language in the age of algorithmic reproduction. So John has invited me to record a short podcast to introduce some of my research and show how it approaches the idea of algocracy from a slightly different angle. As this is a podcast, I thought I'd start with three clips which I'll use to illustrate and explain a part of my PhD project which critiques the concept of linguistic capitalism, or the commodification of language by companies such as Google. As well as an art project called Poem.py, this section of my thesis also draws on ideas of the materiality of digital language, and on the politics embedded within the structure of applications such as the search engine. So here goes with the clips.
April is the cruelest month, breeding lilacs out of the dead land, mixing memory and desire, stirring dull roots with spring rain.
Now that is not me. It used to be, but now it is 3 a.m. and I'm walking home, hiccuping, kicking up sycamore leaves. I am not in Manchester or Heptonstall. I am more alone than I have ever been.
So the first clip I played there was T.S. Eliot reading the first few lines of The Wasteland, followed by a clip from a piece called Bog Eye Man by spoken word poet Jemima Foxtrot, and then the opening sequence to Billy Bragg's Between the Wars. I'll come back to each of these a bit later, but I first wanted to explain how the project came about and how it works. So the idea behind the project was to create a visual representation of my research to display on a poster for a university open day. As I've always loved poetry, I thought I'd see what happened if I fed a poem copied from the web through the Google advertising platform AdWords, using the suggested bid prices in the keyword planner. I then thought I could reconstruct the poem to make it look like a till receipt, therefore making a critical statement about the exchange value of poetic language in an age of linguistic capitalism. The format worked so well that I ended up buying a second-hand receipt printer. And with some coding help from colleagues at Royal Holloway, I created a semi-automated process which churns out poems as receipts almost instantly. I tested the project out as a performance at a workshop I co-organised earlier this year, asking the speakers to let me know their favourite poems in advance, and then printing off their receipts during my talk. Analysing why some words cost more than others, and indeed why their prices might fluctuate temporally and geographically, was one interesting angle to come out of that process. And in fact, I've been gathering data for the last few months in order to measure the fluctuation of words and even whole poems over the course of world events such as the US presidential election. But another fascinating outcome was that one of the poems I was given only exists on the web as a video recording. My Poem.py project relies on being able to scrape linguistic data, whether from lyric sites or poetry archives or digitised magazines or news articles. But Jemima Foxtrot's spoken word poetry is not written down anywhere on the web. So while the words which make up Billy Bragg songs and modernist poetry alike are all subject to laws of a linguistic market which negates the importance of context, Jemima's Bog Eye Man managed to resist commodification. I couldn't scrape the words from the web, so had no choice but to print out a void transaction receipt. My thesis is very loosely based around Walter Benjamin's The Work of Art in the Age of Mechanical Reproduction essay. So following Benjamin, as a work of art, Jemima's poem managed to retain its place in time and space, avoiding algorithmic mediation or manipulation. Whereas the words to other traditionally oral formats, such as what you might call a folk song, or a famous poet reciting his masterpiece, become vehicles for the flow of advertising capital. So I hope I've managed to convey a sense of my PhD research and of the Poem.py project. There are more details of the project on my blog, which I've linked to on this post. So I'm going to finish with another poem. This is Killer City by Galway poet Rita Ann Higgins. Although it was written as part of Galway's bid for the 2020 European City of Culture, the poem is brilliantly controversial in its savaging of Galway City and its crumbling infrastructure and institutions. I'll link to a YouTube clip of Higgins reading the poem, and the only place I could find the full text was on a blog site, but it was there and it was scrapable, and therefore it was ripe for monetizing. I won't play a clip of it here, but instead I thought I'd record an imagining of what the poem might sound like to Google.